Inauguration Day is a time for pomp, lofty speeches, patriotic songs.
What is courage? What is honor? Are these words or just ideals long forgotten?
But oh so soon, the time for celebrations will stop and the difficult work of running a state will begin. If there ever was someone prepared for such a job, put partisanship aside here, I'm speaking strictly from a resume standpoint, Jim Edgar would make the list. When he became governor in 1991, he had already
served as Secretary of State, I'd served as a state legislator, I'd been an aide to a governor, I'd been an aide to the Speaker.
And yet,
I got to say that there were a lot of things when I became governor I just didn't know, wasn't prepared for.
Rauner, Edgar says, is going to have a lot to learn, and quick. Edgar, like Rauner, is a Republican. He says, especially given Rauner's inexperience in government, he's going to make mistakes. But he says everyone does. Edgar says what's imperative is Rauner learn from them and that he prioritize. While an education and economic development plan are important, he says that can wait.
I've told him, I said, you know, to me, the two most important things for you is to get a handle on the budget and to put your staff together.
While Rauner hasn't revealed his budget plans yet, or even revealed if he has a plan, he has begun filling out his administration. He's named top aides. At least a half dozen, including his chief of staff, are alums of GOP U.S. Senator Mark Kirk's office. Many helped run Rauner's campaign. And he's begun to choose key cabinet positions. Who Rauner chooses is important, says Ron Gidwitz. Gidwitz himself is a wealthy businessman who failed in his bid for governor in 2006. Gidwitz was a key backer of Rauner early on.
Nobody's going to do this all by themselves. It's all a question of picking the right people and delegating, and that's what the governor's going to do. I'm very excited about the prospects, given the people that he has already announced and the ones he will be announcing.
I caught Gidwitz as he was leaving the inauguration ceremony to go to lunch with Greg Bays, the head of the Illinois Manufacturing Association. Bays is a well-known lobbyist, and his association carries sway in Springfield, perhaps more now than ever. The IMA was an early endorser of Rauner and followed that up by giving $100,000 to Rauner's inaugural festivities. Here was Bays' recommendation for Rauner.
Got to be able to provide clear vision. One of the problems states had for the last 12 years is not strong executive leadership. Legislatures can't leave. Governors can.
Bays also served in former Governor Jim Thompson's cabinet. He understands Rauner will need legislators, or more specifically, he needs a certain number of them.
You got to get 30 in the Senate and 60 in the House. If you always remember that, you'll be well.
It's the sort of advice a lot of lobbyists would probably give. On one level, it's the fundamentals of government. Getting a measure passed in the legislature is a key step on the road of how a bill becomes a law. It can also be one of the most difficult if it's a controversial bill, like a tax hike or cuts to services. Nearly every legislator I talked to, and believe me, I asked a lot of them, had similar advice on the best way to get that done.
The one thing that he can do is have an open-door policy, continue to meet with legislators and hear their concerns.
We are partners. The General Assembly is a partner in this process, and we have to work together.
Work with the General Assembly.
That was Representative John D'Amico of Chicago, Senator John Sullivan of Rushville, and Senator Don Harmon of Oak Park, all Democrats. Rauner has won praise for reaching out, but his repeated criticism of the General Assembly also left many legislators with bruises that won't quickly fade. And for all of the advice encouraging Rauner to be bipartisan, there's also advice along the lines offered by Republican Senator Dale Ryder of Mattoon, who says that Rauner needs to remember his campaign promise to fix the budget.
Whatever he has to do, even when he is flying in the face of stiff opposition, he needs to stick to his guns on that, because that's the message that the people believe in. That's what the people want.
Rauner was successful in private life at making a whole lot of money and drumming up business for his private equity firm. The Better Government Association's Andy Shaw says Rauner would be well served to remember public life is different.
You better understand that government transparency is a lot different than business secrecy.
To that end, here's one last piece of advice from someone who has spent the better part of a decade following every twitch of Illinois government and politics. Me. Bruce Rauner, you've said you don't care about winning re-election, that getting the state on track is your objective no matter what it means for your political future. My advice? I've chased governors down the Capitol's marble staircases, spent hours outside meeting rooms to learn what went on inside. I'll keep doing that, but it's easier if you take the time, more often than not, to explain to us journalists what you're up to and why. Answer our questions. Don't run from them. By being honest with the press, you're being honest with the people of Illinois. I realize you're looking at a huge budget hole, but that's my two cents. I'm Amanda Finicky.